Well, let's look at what his reference has to say. Well, he does have shortcomings, of course. His confidence is very strong, almost to a fault, you might say, which could lead to difficulties on the patient's front. Just because he gets the point quickly doesn't mean he's entitled to think everyone else does, that they share the same conclusions. Others may be behind in terms of objectivity, still grappling with issues that impact personally on themselves.
That'd certainly be something to watch, I guess. Still, we're not looking for perfection, are we? And we're not going to be setting up a lone operator.
Oh, far from it. Whoever gets the job will be well backed up. I was talking to the consultants the other day, and they were quite critical of our reliance on checking performance through the one-to-one appraisal system. So it's been decided that this new post will be linked into the cross-departmental advisory group that was set up a few months ago, and benefit from dealing with them and getting their input. That should help quite a bit.
That makes a lot of sense. Well, let's talk about some of the other candidates.